From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. military says its forces killed 54 Iraqi insurgents in yesterday's battle north of Baghdad. The Iraqis tried to ambush U.S. convoys in the town of Samarra, but residents of the town, which has long been a focal point of resistance to the American occupation, claim many civilians were among the casualties. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Samarra and filed this report.
One small city, two completely different versions of events. One thing is certain. For several hours yesterday afternoon, downtown Samarra became the site of one of the bloodiest shootouts since the U.S. occupied Iraq. In the city center, storefronts, dozens of vehicles, and a holy Muslim shrine were riddled with bullets. The U.S. military says the carnage began when insurgents launched simultaneous ambushes against two American convoys that were delivering money to local banks. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett.
It came under small arms and rocket-propelled grenade fire from multiple directions. The fire was determined to be coming from the windows and roofs of nearby buildings, as well as from alleyways and from nearby vehicles.
Kimmett says U.S. troops overwhelmed their enemies with the help of tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles. But at Samarra's hospital, locals paint a different picture. Residents like Abdul Hamid Samarai say that at most, a handful of guerrillas attacked the American troops.
Maybe one or two or five or ten men attack him. But the big peoples in the street, in the house, in the cities, not have fire gun.
Samarai says U.S. forces then began shooting blindly at civilian targets.
All the people will hate the American. The man who today not have gun, tomorrow will be get a gun and stay the American in the street.
Locals led visitors to a pool of blood next to a nearby mosque that residents say was hit by a U.S. mortar. Inside the hospital, one of the casualties of that explosion, 10-year-old Ali Abdullah, lay on a bed grimacing in pain from multiple shrapnel wounds. Ali's sister says she hasn't had the heart to tell him his father and 6-year-old brother were both killed by the blast. The hospital staff here dismiss U.S. military reports that more than 50 insurgents were killed in yesterday's battle. This doctor, who preferred not to release his name, says only 8 people were killed, with more than 50 injured.
I can say that 95% of the injured people I saw in the emergency unit was children, old people, most of them workers, drivers, and the other injured people was the workers of drug industry, Samarra drug industry. They are finished their work, waiting the cars to go home, and the American bombs and the tanks, the bombs of the tanks, start shoot them.
Before yesterday's firefight, this predominantly Sunni Muslim community was already a flashpoint for resistance against the U.S. occupation. Though U.S. commanders reject charges that their troops fired indiscriminately at civilians, some locals in Samarra were already vowing revenge against American forces. If the U.S. military did indeed score a combat victory against insurgents here, it appears to have suffered another setback in its campaign to win the support of the local population. Ivan Watson, NPR News.